We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Hector Arana Jr. His 6.806 second pass at 198.76 miles per hour gives him his first number one of the year, 20th on his career. And we'll talk about your father-son combination in a minute. But talk about that run, that third session, and being able to get that number one for the first time this season.
Yeah, so we know we have fast motorcycles. We're making great horsepower, and we've been struggling leaving the starting line. So Monday after Charlotte, my dad stayed back, tested. We played with some clutch, different clutch combinations, and then we adapted that to here. I took the data that he learned. We put it in the bike, and it just took a few runs to get it dialed in. And come Q3, that was it. It was dialed in, and the numbers showed. We have a great 60-foot. The bike was under control, and then the rest took care of itself.
And what does it mean for you and your dad to be 1-2, first time since 2012?
That's a great honor. You know, that's a testament to my father and Lucas Oil, the great engines that he's building back at the shop to show that, you know, both engines are powerful. It's not like we have one good motor. All the motors are good. We're able to put a backup engine and it'd just be just as fast. So, I mean, this is actually my backup motor that I'm running. So, I wouldn't even say that it's a backup. It's really strong motor. So, you know, just like I said, it's a testament to our engine program. Really great engine program that my father's running back at the shop. So for Q4, we just pushed the limit a little bit. We played with some different things to see how aggressive we could get with the track, and I believe we kind of we saw the limit. We were hot spinning the tire, but we had to see where that was for Sunday, so we know how far how hard we can push it. So we know what to do for Sunday. We'll go back to our Q3 setup, and we should be good to go.
So you feel extremely confident.
I feel confident.
Has your dad stepped up to you at all to congratulate you and to just kind of savor the moment of both of you being at the top?
Oh, of course. I mean, at the top end and everything, big hug, and it's just like, congratulations. It's just, you can't even describe the emotions that you feel, not just for me being on top, but him being right there, number two. I mean, it's an awesome feeling.
I'm kind of a little bit off the subject. At one time, it was both you and your brother.
Yes.
Who were constantly running the motorcycles. What is your brother doing now?
So my brother Adam joined the Coast Guard.
Right.
So he's making it a full-time career, but I mean, he's watching every time we're here. He, he still wants to jump on the bike, and so right now it's a little difficult for him. He's asked to get permission, but it all depends on the command that he's under. This one's a little stricter, so maybe he'll be able to get on the bike sometime in the future. But right now, he still enjoys watching us and us doing well.
Are you surprised you've got that big an advantage over the rest of the field?
You know, the thing is. You could see it, we were missing it on the 60-foot, but you could see we were jumping from the 60 to 330, jumping up. I mean, that's a testament to horsepower, the eighth mile speed. That's all horsepower. And we, the back half numbers are great, so we knew that if we could get it down low, that those numbers would increase even more. And, it showed that we got it down low and everything else improved. So am I shocked that we ran a 680? A little bit. That's our best corrected number that we've ever had, but I'll take anything I can get.
By the way, I should have asked you, do you want the weather to be identical tomorrow as to what it was today?
Of course. We have a great setup.